Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, damn. That was not supposed to happen. Ooh,
you cutting off songs and stuff? What's going down, sir? What's going down already? Is it that type of woosah already?
I mean, you know what? Right.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So, go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at?
You ready?
Where you at?
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Where you at?
Oh, yeah.
Where you at?
What?
Monstrous Radio.
Radio podcast. Yeah. Monsters.
Karma. 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 Cafe. I guess if it's Karma Cafe, we know how this thing started out. A little bumpy. So.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Gravel Road Show today. So I don't know what the hell is going to happen, but from the start of it, there are no menus. You will be served what you are deserved. Apparently, I'm going to pull out a nub next time I mess with this damn board while it's starting up. So we got some spoken word for y'all tonight. Let's see. We got some who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got some CBD. Let me stop.
Y'all, we got the hula couch.
Well, we do the woo side. Well, we're trying to help y'all keep from getting 30 days. Brought to you by SolomonSpeaks.com, Monster US Apparel, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. So, all right, this is the Monster US Radio Podcast. Hope you all having a good night. You can join us at 563-999-3411. We are the Monstars. I am DJ E Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable. Hopefully we'll get the great presence of the Yeti. That's what I'm gonna start calling her ass around here. She like Bigfoot. She's very rare sightings around this son of a bitch. Jazzy B. Hopefully we'll get a Yeti sighting and an Atlanta Yeti. And that's what we're gonna do. We got that spoken word. I really, really enjoy what you be doing with the Soul of Me Speaks, and you know your spoken word and your inspiration and all that type of stuff. That really be bumping. I'm not gonna deny that. I cannot. That really be bumping.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad that you say that because I'm gonna need your participation tonight. I'm doing I Call on You Black Love to Love Me. And so all I need you to say is I got you. So when I say I Call on You Black Love to Love Me, you call me back instead, and then you say I got you.
I got you.
Got it? I got you.
Okay. We gonna work it out.
You got it. I'll pause and I'll slow it down and I'll say, you called me back and said, and then I got you. However you want to say, I got you. All right?
I was going to try this band, but okay. Like, I need some practice runs or something. But
okay.
We're going to get it. So,
right.
But outside of that, what we got on that, who's bumping who, who's getting fat?
Ooh, we got some Lauryn Hill, some Nick Cannon. We got Kelly. We got some more R. Kelly. We got some Wendy Williams, some Kanye West, some Cuba Gooding Jr. We got this one dude who just broke down himself, and City Girls. And I can't wait to talk about this City Girl situation. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, I just want to hear your opinion because that's like your industry. So I cannot wait till I get to that one to see what you think. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get to our woosahs and help y'all keep them in 30 days. All right, we're going to start off like this, and then we'll after this, we're going to come back. We're going to get into the Soul of Me Speaks moment of the night, and we're going to see what Miss Unbelievable got for us. But for now, to help you, woosah,
hey.
This is Lecrae and YK Osiris, set me free. Get some shackles off my feet.
Hey, we live, y'all. Thomas Cafe. We.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me
now serving
free?
A two-piece and a beer.
Greatness on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go. Let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people let my throat. That's on me, that's on mamas. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight, get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles,
shackles
off my
on my feet. Yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet. Yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free. Yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet. Yeah, 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 yeah. Down for me. Down for me, people love me, you was round for me, round for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the hold and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles,
shackles
off my feet.
On my feet, yeah. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, my bad. I'm over here trying to promote and do everything all at the same time. And I'm over here. Don't you hate it when, like, you be trying to type something and then your computer or your phone or whatever trying to auto-connect be like, I didn't say that. I did not say
uh-huh.
that. So you trying to start some shit. I didn't say that. That's what was just happening.
To
my
extra.
Bad. Yeah. Woosah. Woosah. Before I give my phone 30 days. So, all right, so what we got now is the SoulOfMeSpeaks.com moment. So I'm going to go ahead and pass the baton to the new, we're just going to say the queen. All hail the queen.
All hail the queen. Okay, so here we go. When I say, I'll pause and you just say, I got you. Got it?
Yeah, we all going to say it. I got you.
I got you. I called on you, black love, to love me. You called me back and said,
I got you.
I will never leave you nor forsake you or have you begging for me. See, I said I called you black love to love me. You called me back and said,
I got you.
I will vow to love you through the thick and the thin. I called on you, black love, to love me. You called me back and said,
I got you.
I will wake up your heart and remind you the magic I found in you. See, I'ma say it again. I called you, black love, to love me. And guess what? You called me back and said,
I got you.
The power between you and I will never die. It will revolutionize our spirit, soul, and mind. I'm going to remind you again when that phone rings. I called you black love to love me. You called me back and said,
I got you.
The roots of our love is planted so deep. We will forever grow together, you and me. So, I'm going to say this one more time. I called you black love to love me. You called me back and said,
I got you.
The bond we create, nothing or no one would ever break us. I called you black love to love me. You called me back and said,
I got you.
I called you back, love, to love me. You called me back and said,
I got you.
I got you. I got you. I got you, black love. So let me speak Spiny One. And with that, here's the song that goes with it for tonight. Daniel Caesar, best part, her. I got you.
Oh,
I'm a cafe. Wait.
We got you.
You don't know pain when you hold me. You kiss me slowly. It's the sweetest thing. And it don't change if I had it my way. You are. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. Oh, I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know.
Feels so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Follow, no matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part. say something. If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
Okay, there you go on your vibration. Family Cafe, Thursday night, changing your whole life.
Right?
Why? Why? We're coming to y'all from the Twin Cities. But before we get into our who's bum who, who's getting fat, I choke over here on my CBD. That's legal in Minnesota. Man, we ain't got the shit y'all got. We would got some really good CBD. Anyway, let's go over here and say what's up to somebody who's, I don't even know what the hell the card is. I'm gonna try to be nice.
Oh, just open the line. Just open the line. Be nice.
He can't be nice. He has He cannot. If the day
what?
He starts being nice to me, that's when I'm going to start worrying.
See, I ain't said shit to you yet. See, you come in here on that bullshit. I ain't said nothing to you yet. How you
know that,
but we already know it's coming.
Be nice, and I'm saying the day you be nice is the day I'm going to start worrying.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Or should I say monster? No, I'm playing.
Oh,
people be like that. How you doing? Minding my business. What you want? See, I mean,
what the hell?
I don't even know how to answer that.
What's so funny is because you comment on my page, and Cuban Da Vinci is gonna put minding my business. I'm like, okay, you get on with your business and get the hell off my page.
Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat for somebody come a witness for me stomping on her pinky toe? And then I got to hit her with a garbage can.
Oh, wow. That's so violent. That's so violent. You're so violent.
I know, huh?
Jesus. Paul Ting Ting. Oh,
you don't know
you
Callie. Like,
oh.
She's from Long Beach. She be trying to come in here, sound like that little, I can't take it, Valley. Come, I don't know, Serenado. I don't know, one of the little white neighborhoods out there. Come in and say, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then she's from Long Beach. I'm telling you, dog. She stayed two blocks from where Snoop grew up. I'm just telling you. Don't let that bullshit fool you. She be on here trying to be all nice and shit. You meet her in person, she like shook night up in this motherfucker. Tell us how much money you got. Like, what?
Dang, player.
I'm checking the Kool-Aid.
Man.
So, yeah.
I ain't gonna let him be able to tell my business. Jesus, man.
I'm over here enjoying my cookie.
See? That's that poor gangster shit.
Say something. You can't have my cookie. Now what? Now what? It's all mine.
Right.
It's all mine.
My grandmama gave me them cookies. My grandmama gave me them cookies.
Yeah. That's the same thing Nick Cannon's like. He ain't gonna sue Viacom for $1.5 billion. He said he's just not. He has a value of $1.5 billion, and he'll be suing the company for the worth of Wild N Out, but he said that he's not going to do it. He hasn't spoken with the rep there. He hasn't decided exactly what his focus is going to be on, but he's like, right now I'm working on unifying the communities and combating bigotry, racism, and all hate of all kinds, not seeking personal financial gain. at all. He says, although the fate of the popular TV show is unclear, they'll keep us up to date on the rest of the story and who will take over that show, and will the stars be dedicated to him or dedicated to the show?
Talking about dedicated to Nick or
Wilding Out? Yep, dedicated to Nick, or are they going to be dedicated to just Wilding Out? Period. Is somebody going to come and try to make their mark?
Right.
I'm not
going to
be the same without them.
Right. Well, I just want to say before we get started, just remember, people, we talk about the same things other people talk about, but we do it a little bit different. So, with that being said, I guess disclaimer, the comments of those of the people speaking and may not necessarily reflect Monstars Radio Network or Monster US Radio Podcast. So, I mean, we'll get back to the lawsuit in a minute. But, I mean, what do you do? This is a good thing. I mean, what do you do? I mean, does Nick ask them to ride with him if he's not allowed back, or, you know, cancel from it, whatever, whatever? Or, you know, so basically they're going to have to give up their job. And not only that, I mean, okay, we'll say you created Wild and now they X'd you out, whatever, whatnot. It's a great content show. It does a lot of things. It gives a lot of exposure to the urban entertainment, in my opinion. It's putting on a lot of young cats. Like a lot of them people up there, they probably wouldn't have no job without that Wilding Out. So it's creating. It's doing something great. Do you let it continue to become? Let it continue to be great. Separate your emotions and your feelings from it. Do you get what I'm saying? Or do you just be like, I created it. If I'm not a part of it, shut that shit down. If I brought you in, you should be right with me. Da 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 da. I think that's a damn good question. What do you do? Do you make them say, okay, y'all got, if I leave, y'all got to walk away? I don't know if he's going to compensate them the money that they will be losing. I don't know. I know he's probably the one cutting the checks, but that check's coming through Wilding Out. So, I mean, what do you do?
That's almost like having a, you know, a sister company. Like, you, this is what you created, and this is what you had. This is what you started. This was your idea from scratch. Every year, your sweat and your tears have been in there. And to now have to walk away because you don't have the all-out rights, ownerships to it, you just got to kind of like walk away and say, you know what, I did that. So anybody who comes after me knows they got a big shoes to fill, and I did that. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't say don't have it. I mean, we know he makes it funny, and I know he, you know, had a big influence, but that's almost like we're talking entertainment. It's like a game show. When that game show host passes away or quits, they go find somebody else. So is it going to look different? Yeah. Is it going to have a different feel? Yeah. But can it survive Nick not being there? Yeah. Are they going to be loyal to Nick, or are they going to be loyal to exposure? Well, I'm pretty sure Nick would not allow someone to say, hey, don't feed your family, especially if he says it's not about money. So it is a rock and a hard place because you're saying, okay, where's my loyalty lie? It lies where you feel like it should lie. If you're that type of person who's like, I'm down with the homie for life, you know, I'll get my food somewhere else, then you be like that. But if you, that one homie, say, hey, I need to eat, then you be that. So know who you are when you go in, I guess.
Right. And on the lawsuit part, him backing out of that lawsuit part, this is all I'm going to say. If you sue somebody for $1 billion, that had $1 billion. Think about it. If I had enough money for you to sue me for $1 billion. Think about it.
Think about it.
With all the bullshit going on in the world right now, type of shit that happens, and motherfuckers just come out missing. If I had $1 billion,
yep.
Think about this. I'd cancel that lawsuit too. And that's all I'm gonna say. I mean, no, I don't want no smoke. No, nope, don't worry about it. Nope, don't worry. I'll make another one. You can have it.
Right.
Keep the cast members too. No, go ahead. Don't worry about it.
But the sad thing is, I'm suing you for $1 billion, and I really probably don't even need that $1 billion, because I could sue you. We could sue each other. Come on, it's like cat and mouse game. These are millionaire problems. These aren't regular people problems. How far can your money go? Well, how far can your money go? Well, are you gonna match me? Are you gonna match me? Are you gonna give me all rights? Are you gonna give me all rights? Okay, that's for you guys to figure that out, for real.
All right.
Well,
all right. Let's tell you, got something to say. Moving along.
Got something to say?
No.
I would help her.
Moving along.
she was eating her cookie. Hold on. So, Wendy Williams and ex-husband unload New Jersey mansion. But guess what? They didn't get the price that they wanted. They took an L. They took a loss. They've tied up all their other ends for the divorce, but this one, they was hoping to get some dough. Their New Jersey mansion, they listed it for $2 million, but they only sold it for $1.475 million. That's a significant price cut. The sale went down due to COVID. They just saying buyers aren't buying families. They're not driving dream homes. But the reason why they got so much, because they were a fan of Wendy's. And they felt like it was an awesome place to live in her own, you know, to say, hey, I live at Wendy Williams' home. So that's how they went about selling the home, and that's how they end up selling it. It's 5,700 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 4 baths, a master suite with a huge walk-in closet, a marble bath, jacuzzi, and steam shower.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. As soon as you said they went to sell their house, and guess what happened? They took a loss during the pandemic. You trying to sell a house? First, I was like, what type of problems they got? They got to sell their house. But I guess if it's due to divorce, that's understandable. They don't let it anyway. Shit, for their price, one of them might have just had bought it from the other one. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, that's probably an investment person. Like you said, they're going to play off that hype. Yes, I'm renting out rooms. You can be in the same spot. You know what I mean? $250 a night. You can spend the night in Wendy Williams' house. Wake up in the morning and see how you doing. That was just weak. I tried. Anyways.
I started laughing. I was like, oh, Lord, here's another bad one. He be trying, though. There is going to be one. I'm telling y'all, Monstrous Radio Podcast, there's going to be one that's going to knock us off the ballpark. One day it will. But as of now, he batting 1,000. Jesus, just... Oh, it's batting 1,000.
Yeah,
that's 0 in 1,000. Ooh, you try. Hey, but keep trying.
It is
amen.
What it
amen.
Is.
That's how comedians become comedians. They keep trying until that one sets them apart. And we just gonna pray that happens.
Hey, it happened once and I went back to bombing. But it's all right.
It happened once.
I'll fly
was
again.
I here?
Oh my god. You know what? Get on with your damn storyline. Who's bumping in the
oh.
The hell are you laughing at? Yeah, that's what your ass did. I'm
going
to
read this one. This
Tip
one is a
milk.
Gruesome one. Still, see?
Mm-hmm.
Just that didn't fly either. Get your milk. She already done with her cookie. You could tell she ain't smacking no more. She done with her cookie.
You bombing too, fam.
No. Don't be trying to get me on your ballpark. I'm not in your ballpark. No, sir. But this powerlifting champ, I'm reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Fractures both knees. Snaps quad.
My bad.
In a horrifying 800 lib squat attempt. So this Russian powerlift champ fractured both his knees and snapped both his quads in an 800-plus pound squat on the video. And it's nasty. The awful scene went down when he tried to step up to the bar at the World Raw Powerlifting Federation event near Moscow. The event champ just a year ago loaded up 400K, roughly about 880 pounds on the bar. And when he went to squat, he broke all kinds of knees. He broke all kinds of quads. His legs got so wobbly they gave out on him, and all you heard was a loud crackling sound. I'm telling you. And then you heard a loud scream. He was rushed to the hospital. He had hours of surgery to fix his broken leg and quad rep muscles. What you need to know is that his quads are re-sewn together and his knees are put back together again. But he lay motionless in his bed for months. He had to learn how to walk again and hopefully how not to do that bullshit again. I'm just saying.
Oh, wait. Man. I'm not going to lie. I want to see the video. I'm not going to stunt with
me
man
too.
One of you. I want to see the video.
It is nasty.
I surely do.
I will post it up on the Monstar page.
Oh, wow.
You guys can definitely go watch it. It's gross. I'm not going to watch it again. You know, once you watch it once, you're like, gross. Yeah, that's how I was.
We going to see.
You know,
we
my little stomach can't take a lot. It can't take a lot at all. Mm-mm.
Right.
All
but
right.
800
you ready
pounds.
For a music break?
Yeah. We're about ready.
800 pounds. Is that like 4 or 5 big women? Thought he was lifting a big. Oh, okay. Too soon?
Well, shit. Depends on what side of town you want. I know one side. That's just one.
He was squatting and couldn't get her up. He was trying. He was like, oh, this is the wrong pound selection. She wasn't honest with her weight size. He thought he could do it. Come on, play your song.
Oh, I thought you were
in a whole nother world.
My bad. Hush.
Okay, let's go.
This is called Jump. The baby, Wu-Sound Music, Comic Cafe, where you could get your head busted.
I
don't
make it sound like Craig in the 80s. Baby, these ain't crazy, broke your desk, y'all go straight to my baby. And I make my boots talk to me when we talk back. Big rocks on my wrist, I'm busting. Big Glock on my hip, I'm clutch.
Let's go.
Get lost on the bitch, ain't nothing. Say I look good, I've been doing push ups. Play with baby and top me, good luck. My little daughter, Tuba, got 6 figures put up. Knock his head off his neck for a look up. His toes on their chest for a check.
What that mean?
I stood up on their neck for a check.
Uh-huh.
Now my head get them stressed in my bed. I get 300K for a show.
Go to
play.
I'm
broke. I'm down. I spread. I don't got no handles. We be pulling up back to back. Play, we gon' handle it.
I'm working with 3 more times. Go to broke and won't wait for the touch. When we started, you know you gon' get it. You count. Put that stick to your face. Screaming, I'm gon' get straight from the knuckle and rush to Atlanta. Talk out the top with them bells on them bells. I be running my city. The police don't like us. They know we be stepping on shit. Put that blick on your brother. You feelin' some way. Make them hot. Tell them dig up the dig up. Shoot 200, bet one. How you living in? You know I be having this. Paranoid every day, I be feeling some way when you bring up the static.
switch the channel, we fixing that stash.
That's sweet.
Giving the real clip, he can have it.
Get the hitting so quick, they think it's automatic.
Let's go.
Gonna try to hide in the house, get his ear. Pick him out, hit his
separate trap.
Like, boom.
Made a song in 10 minutes, went platinum.
No, we still with this shit. Send the hit, we get at.
Mention why being baby, the game in the padlock.
Yeah.
My little got that air from the waist, pretty face. Mm-hmm. Packed her, thanks, she got air shot. I hit her from the back till we passed out.
Uh-huh.
I curved angle that hoe, put a leg in there. Ankle lock, hold that sister tap out. Be one deep on your street with that strap.
One
out. Deep, a rapper, let's see what that rap
got. A brand new pistol.
I make it sound like crack in the 80s. Baby, these
niggas
ain't crazy, broke
ass,
go straight to my baby.
And I make my talk to me when we talk back.
Big rocks on my wrist, I'm
bust.
Big Glock on my hip, I'm clutch.
Let's go.
Get lost on the chain nut.
Mike, check one, two, check one, stretch two. When it come to murder, you know how we do. When I walk in this, keep your hands in your soap. Go down, shoot it up, and then get in the coat. When you come to my house, you see everything new. You probably will find a strap in their room. I'm about me and roll on top of this paddy. But bitch, it ain't no, I'ma jump out with two. Shorty said she on me, yeah, we be on her. In the room. You don't know me, yeah, we be on his ass. Talk about through the day to the moon. Three and gone, never pick two. I be starting on something, make all them move. Two next run down, we gon' dirt them. You know it ain't certain, we never be leaving no clues.
Hold on, this time is really leader.
I make it sound like crack in the 80s. Baby, these niggas ain't crazy. Broke his ass, got go straight to my baby.
Yeah, I make my talk to the moon, talk back.
Big rocks on my wrist, I'm bust.
Bling.
Big Glock on my hip, I'm clutch.
Let's go.
Get lost on the chain,
I make it jump like I'm Giannis.
Trying to see how I feel from behind.
Let's go.
Know that look, say she don't deserve it, so they give me here with a con.
Uh-huh.
Wanna gamble and crap out, let's get it. We put racks on his cap like a fit.
No
cap.
Baby, pull up 2020, hop out like it's nothing. That little nigga stunting, he shoot.
I can hop out myself in the skybox.
Yeah.
I came out the house 2 FNs for the day.
Why you bring them both out? Well, why not?
Why?
Let them go like a pro, let them try now.
Try.
I can go like a hoe, like a bond out. Send my bro up to school, let him find out. Pick my boo up from school and we sign out.
Mwah.
Any hope to get real, get in timeout. Talk to him.
I make it sound like crack in the 80s. Baby, these ain't crazy. Broke your desk, got go straight to my baby.
Talk to me. And I make my talk to me when we talk back.
Big rocks on my wrist, I'm bust.
Bling.
Big Glock on my hip, I'm clutch.
Let's go.
Get lost on the chain nut.
Blame it on baby new.
Yeah.
Blame it on motherfucking baby new. Blame it on baby. Blame it on baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Karma Cafe. Hey, you ever just look at somebody and say, I bet you got a parole officer? I'm just saying, just looking at them, I'm just like, I bet you got a parole officer.
Like, I bet you on probation. I bet you on probation. You just look like
right. I love the baby music, but that's just what I see when I see him. I feel like, I just know you on parole, ain't you? I can just tell just by the way you look. You got some hot ass music though. But all right, what we got with this who bumping who getting fat? Who we got up next on the chat block? Who gonna get their head busted?
Y'all listen to this. Listen to this heading. I just had to I picked this story just for the heading. Cuba Gooding Jr. lawyer in sexual assault case argues small breasted women delusional.
Huh? Wait, what?
Okay, let me read it again.
What happened?
Cuban Gooding Jr.'s lawyer in sexual assault mm-hmm. case argues small-breasted women delusional. So, he said that women with small breasts, this is his attorney, Cuban, tends to be delusional. He said women with small breasts, so if you are a woman with a small bust size, you tend mm-hmm. to be delusional. The actor and his legal team appeared in the court. Took a strange turn when his attorney argued a woman's negative feelings about her breasts can directly affect her perception of reality, specifically when it comes to a sexual assault. He raised this because of Gooding's accuser once blogged about women's self-esteem and body issues. It seems he used her words as a jump-off point for his theory, but it's risky. It's not straight-up offensive legal maneuver. There was no jury, and his team says they're going to use this tactic later in trial. It may backfire, however, they're suggesting the accuser's misperception sometimes as sexual assault due to the size of her breast could easily be seen as a victim shaming to a jury. Reporters asked Gooden about it as he exited the courtroom, and he removed his face mask to reveal a Black Lives Matter symbol. He didn't say a word. This is an update, at least 22 women has accused the actor of sexually misconduct. He pleaded not guilty to 6 charges. There is a footage of him allegedly touching someone's butt. You see him groping someone's thigh and then a breast. So you see him touching, but I guess it was inappropriate actions when he did it. So, but they're arguing small boobie women don't like their bodies. And so they tend to think that assault is something different than big-breasted women who, I guess, we get assaulted all the time. What?
Okay. I'm trying to put this together. So his lawyer, it sounds like a pretty fucking good lawyer, by the way. He's trying to say that the lady in particular that's pressing Cuba Gooding Jr. for sexual harassment, she's delusional because she got a little titty. It really didn't happen. Is that?
Yeah.
See, lawyers do shit to confuse people. And make you go, you know what? That's okay. You're a damn good lawyer. To pull that bullshit out, like, really, fam? Like, I bet you're going to pull out some scientific data from some college from the Everglades somewhere talking about, yes, this was a study coming out of, I don't know, French Lick, Indiana. And the study says, in conjunction with Arizona State, let me stop. But yeah, man, wow. Okay. Whew. Well, they going to clean on Hollywood when it comes to sexual harassment. They wasn't playing when they said they was going mad, and they hunting them down. They got what? They got Tom Hanks on some shit. They got everybody on some shit now.
Yeah. But it's interesting, and I'm not trying to say this is, I'm a woman. I'm just asking a question, so don't be hitting my inbox with no bullshit. When did touching someone's leg or someone's back or, especially if you're knowing them or you're getting to know them, when did that become offensive? Like, when did looking at my boobs come offensive? Like, are we just that sensitive now? I can see with groping, there's a difference between groping and just acknowledging your beauty. Like, they just make it where guys don't want to touch you, look at you, say nothing to you. Like, that's how all this texting screwedness happens, because I want to touch your breast. Oh, you're sexing. Like, what are we supposed to do now? How are we supposed to know that a man is interested? Stare you down? Give you the head nod? What do you do?
Right. You're supposed to put in a petition, a formal letter. I'm interested in you.
Right.
Can I send this to your address? What's your address?
Right.
I need to send you a formal letter.
Right. In the formal letter, can I touch your boob? Can I kiss you? Can I rub your back? Can we have sex on occasion? Or yes, no, maybe so?
Mm-hmm.
Fold it back up and send it to her? Like, is that where we're at? Seriously.
Right.
Not taking, not overlooking there has been abuse, not overlooking there has been, there has been, stuff going on. But when is it, how do we know anymore? How do we know anymore?
Right.
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead. My bad.
No, I was done. We whelped at the same time, but I was done.
Well, yeah. Well, I think it's like, yeah, like at the workplace, I think it's where people are super heavy with it. Some people, I don't know. It's just somehow at some point, it's like sex became, I don't know, like a, how do I say it? It's like some people be like, oh, well, don't think of me always in a sexual way or something, da 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 da. When in reality, it's natural. The one that I hate is like the women that be sitting there with their fucking double D's out with a V shirt on, with tight as hell, and everything's cupped and shown, boom, bow, out there in your face, and they're talking about, oh, don't look at my boobs. Well, what the fuck? They're like billboards up in front of you. Could you, like, at least try to, like, cover up the cleavage part? Because it looked like a full entire ass right there. I mean, it's just like half a titty I see. And you worried about me looking. Or women, let's keep it 100 if we're going to do it, like the women in the leggings. Like, that's like just skin on. Come on. Come on. Any straight male is going to fucking glance if it's looking good. It is what it is. You should expect 900 head looks as you're going through wherever you're going. If you ain't, then that's a whole nother story. But sometimes you got to look at what you got on. But men at the same time, sometimes, and this goes for some of y'all women too, some of y'all got to just learn how to fall back. Like, look for a second and let it go. Don't be staring and drooling and shit. Make the person feel uncomfortable. I mean, if you're going to admire it, like, okay, and keep it moving, but don't follow them through the store and doing all that. That takes it to a whole nother level.
Yeah,
that's what maybe, you know. Yeah. But at the same time, if that's what you're getting, obviously what you're wearing is and that's inviting that. Or I don't know how to say it, but I'm not saying anybody invites that type of manner, but you get what I'm saying.
We know when we put on clothes what we're trying to convey. We do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to stop playing with ourselves. We know what we want to convey. Now, we may say, well, that doesn't mean you got to speak on it. No, but you know when you put that outfit on and you had your boobs is all the way hanging out that you wanted someone to notice your boobs. Because if you didn't, you would cover them up and you can just have a great bra on that will show your boobs. The best bra you can will show your boobs. You ain't got to do the extra. But in a sense as well, be respectful and responsible with how you go about approaching. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's the be a gentleman about it. You ain't, but then we don't teach these generation how to be a gentleman about it because they're so used to be like, hey, bitch, get over here. Or you looking good. Can I hit that? You know what I'm saying? There's no, hey, you look nice. You look beautiful. The girls are looking at you like, old ass, get away from me. You know, that's that old, you know, that ain't what I'm used to hearing. So it's kind of a catch 22 out here for folks because they be like, oh, that's that old head stuff. That's not how we talk to females today. And it is true. It's not how they talk to females today. And we look at them like, oh, and they, and we see so many people, you know, talking about assault, and half the time guys be like, she said yeah, and then I was like, well, I said no. Well, in no songs do they got out now that helps them understand what that means, so they get caught up. And the females know, because they got them old school mamas who be like, get them. He got money, get them. They know the game. The fellas ain't up on the game, but these old, these women who, I'm not saying all, but these women who is up on the game know how to get them, know how to get y'all. And I'm just saying, hey, cover yourself, because we know what we be doing. We really do. We really do. Okay. 3 men associated with R. Kelly charged with harassment and threats to witnesses. Did y'all hear about that? R. Kelly is headed for more trouble. And there's others involved. In New York, they have announced three men in a separate scheme to harass, intimidate, and bribe the alleged victims who faces charges there and in Chicago. A federal court unsealed criminal complaints in Brooklyn against Richard Airline Jr., Danielle Russell, and Michael Williamson. In the schemes, according to the U.S. attorney, they said that these three men have ties to Kelly. They believe that they would interfere in the investigation any way he could. It is stated that earlier this year, a prisoner staff gave Kelly permission to use a telephone to contact third parties. And, of course, it was not recorded in the protocols and to ensure monitoring the defendant's communication. When they figured it out, these were the three men that he called. And not only that with R. Kelly, the feds find $1.2 million in hidden bank accounts controlled by R. Kelly. day after the threats, the federal prosecutor have located a bank account hiding $1.2 million. Kelly opened up the bank account in someone else's name to stash the money. After reporting that he didn't have any income, Kells is stated to have been recorded on jail calls, ordering the person the account was named after to receive payments indirectly from Kelly. Kelly has spent a year, already in Chicago. The Chicago trial is delayed. The pandemic is the reason. And he's been petitioning, like we, been saying, to get out because of COVID. He opened this account with a business called Some Brother Love, LLC, and assigned the funds from his royalties to go to that account. So, I don't.
Whew. Well, if they can't get him on nothing else, now they're probably going to get him on tax evasion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're probably going to catch him if they ain't get him on nothing. They got him on that now. But damn.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that dude with the airline in his name, I hope that was his nickname. Just man.
Oh.
Really? Calling your whole name out somewhere? Wait, what is it?
Oh.
That's what I said.
Like,
what's his name? Was that Muslim? That doesn't sound Muslim. Huh. She's an airline. Okay. Arabic, maybe. No? No. Greek? No. No. Show the fuck out.
Oh,
your
my
friend.
God.
But okay.
Okay, I'm back.
All right, so, right. We didn't even know, dog. You got to send us a red flag next time. You know, flag is down. Jared Kushner, Kanye and I were very chatty. Doesn't deny election talk. Jared Kushner says he talked with his good buddy Kanye West about a lot of things during their infamous powwow, and he's not denying they discussed the 2020 election. President Trump's son-in-law, that's his son-in-law, entrusted a spoke Thursday morning at the White House about his weekend summit with Kanye, describing their face-to-face as a great discussion about a lot of things. Jared was asked directly if they discussed the election, and he did not stamp out the theory that many people have expressed, but he's engineering part of the spoil Joe Biden's chances to help out pal with Kanye and how he can become a great president. I remember Kanye sat down with Trump, Kushner, and Vice President Pence back in the 2018. So he actually knows what he needs to do. And don't forget Rudy Giuliani, another Trump's crony, believes Kanye remains a secret Trump supporter, implying they're all on this together. Kushner only thickens the plot to say that Kanye is basically working with Trump too.
I was gonna say, like, that's just like, right, that's just like when they're saying with the whole thing when now Trump don't put money in what's the lady's name? The supposed to be the vice president for Biden. What's her name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her. So yeah. So like how they saying like that, man, just yeah, I was just gonna say I don't look right when Kanye before was like, oh yeah, big Trump, the whole big Trump thing, and now he gone. And why do they think that it's gonna distract anything from Biden?
Camilla.
And that lady? Camilla. Why do they think it's gonna distract anything? Nothing. I mean, I don't even understand why they even still talking about Kanye. Like, who's taking? Am I the only one not taking him serious? Like,
yes,
for real.
You are the only one not taking him serious. He's serious. Yo, he's serious. He just can't.
I don't take him serious.
How? How?
He's serious.
How?
He is committed to this.
What's
okay?
His background?
He ain't got none. Okay?
I've seen a video where people was talking about like real events, like real stuff that happened. And I'm not going to say who he was or what they was talking about specifically, but they was talking about a situation where it was Kanye. He was in a restaurant and he was scared he was finna get robbed. So he had to call some real hood cats that was on the label. They had to come save him. And said, man, untuck your chain. Go on here, finish eating your food. And this is the dude that's running. Let me stop.
But the thing is, he can run all he wants, but it's too late for him to even be put on the ballot. He should have done this like a long time ago to be on the ballot. What are we going to do? Place one crazy man with another crazy man?
What are they going to count for his votes, his streams? What they gonna count his strength? Cause he ain't gonna get no.
Well, they're saying, you know, if he gets a portion of those votes, that's taken away from Joe Biden getting those votes. That's why they usually throw in a Green Party or, you know, an independent party to come in and grab those votes. But see, he came in as a birthday party vote, so he was trying to, you know, get presents.
Horrible birthday party.
Man, he was present. He came on, and I've never heard of a birthday party, but he was coming in to just distract and take votes away. Right now, in a sense, it's working and it's not working. To me, he's just losing money. He's just losing money. Trying to make a point that he's serious, but I don't think this is going to be the last of him. I do believe he'll probably try to run again in 2024. And if he does be smart about it, he will go, you know, get educated so he could be a good president. I'm not trying to say he doesn't have nothing to offer. He just don't have nothing to offer right now. Just like we didn't think that Trump, I mean, we still don't think Trump has anything to offer, but Trump is offering what he educated himself in as far as business, which is what he's been doing. Ain't been a great job, but.
Right. Hold on one second. If you're listening right now on your computer, if you want to continue listening, you have to call now 563-999-3411, or you have to wait until the archive comes out about 10 to 15 minutes after the show's over, or actually when we actually get off, it sets up then. So if you want to call now, continue listening to the conversation, you have to call in now, 563-999-3411. Don't press 1 and we won't put you on the line, okay? So just so you know, or else you have to wait for a little bit and then check the archive, which is available 24/7, 365, once we hang up. So, all right, sorry, go ahead.
So, I don't know. He's serious, though. But are we done with that? It's crazy. But it gives him a platform. And you know all Kanye lives for is what? Platform.
Attention.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He like a little kid on a playground. I'm different. And I want attention.
And that's what I was going to say. It's so childish.
Tantrums.
Just even the thought of it, childish. Is it really called the birthday party?
Yes. The birthday party party.
The birth, see, like, for real, like, the world is just looking at us going, really? Like, what is they doing over there? They watching us like we on, like, we Telemundo. That's what they're watching in America. They're watching our politics and our news, but they watch the Telemundo. I'm just saying, man. Ugh. That's just some embarrassing times right now. Like, I'm glad I'm from Canada. I'm from Canada. The hell? I just migrated down here. No. I'm from Canada. I tell them I'm from Mexico, but they'd be like, nah, you're not from Mexico. You don't even speak Mexican.
I'm from Puerto Rico. They don't. I told y'all yesterday I'm from Puerto Rico. They don't claim us as Americans, so I'm from Puerto Rico.
I know.
I'm Puerto Rican.
I know we said that, but I have to practice rolling my R's because that run me out of Puerto Rico. He's not Puerto Rican. He don't roll it out of. No. He say Roger. Roger. He just go Roger.
Roger.
No, he's not Puerto Rican. No.
He's not Puerto Rican.
He's not Puerto.
Such a bang.
No.
He's not Puerto.
Mm-mm. He's not Portuguese. No. No.
Yeah.
You go home.
Oh.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling
you. Okay. So Lauryn Hill's daughter, Cela Marley, emotionally reveals mother traumatized her as a child, blames her toxic behavior on mother's relationship with her father. So, you know, you don't hear too much about Lauryn Hill and her children, but she's taken to Instagram and has made allegations that her mom has been a bad influence on her as a parent. She misses her dad, blames her mom for her dad not being there. She's the oldest of five. She went through her ups and downs. She's trying to settle herself as an artist, but it seems like she can't get it together. She's in a lot of pain. She has a complex history with her mom, and they don't talk much, but the cold hard facts and speculations, she's sharing her story, saying that it's for trauma and it's into her healing. Her relationships have been toxic, and she says she's learned that from her mother and her father's relationship and the physical absence of her father, along with other thoughts on how her and her mother was raised. So that is sad.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Well,
you
know, like I always hear about stuff like stories that's like that. In case, you know, the story sounds like it may be a story people out there you can relate to. Like they always say, change the generational cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things are carried down generational, whether it be certain things. I don't even want to throw things out there because then people are like, oh, that's not that don't contain to me. No. Like she's saying like that. Now, sometimes that could carry down from that one to the next. You know what I mean? It could be Lauryn that could have carried it on, blah, blah, blah. But apparently, I think she's recognizing what her ailments in life were, or, you know, you understand what I'm saying. She's trying to break that generational cycle. And that's what other people need to do. You know, break that generational cycle. And hopefully that's what they can do.
Yeah, and you know what? This being a therapy couch and venting session, I mean, that's a good thing to say, hey, I recognize that my toxicity came from my parents because I watched that. But you cannot use that to say, hey, this is who I am. No, that's a part. You chose to, be toxic as well. So own your part in the toxicity. You know what I'm saying? And then say, hey, now I no longer, I see it. I seen it with you. I seen it in myself. Now I can say, I don't want to do it no more. But you just can't be like, well, my mama, she did this or my daddy did that, and be like, that's okay. No, own your part in it. And then you, that's how you grow. Because once you see yourself, you see yourself. You know what I'm saying? Once you see it in someone else, then you see it in yourself, and then it's time to change. But if you don't see it, you're going to continue doing it. So it's about seeing it, acknowledging it, but then it's like, okay, you can't, there comes a time when you're old enough to say, hey, I can't use my mama or my daddy as an excuse. Yep, I seen it, that, yep, it happened, but that can't be my excuse now. What is my excuse for why I'm doing it? And then move forward.
Right. And always make that attempt to heal. You know what I mean? Because sometimes that's what it is. Like, we get so compressed that we forget sometimes we got to decompress. Heal. Learn to forgive, forget. Or you don't always have to forget, but forgive and then move on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right, last story. And this is the story I really wanted, you know, and we're in the archives, but this is the story I really wanted to talk about. City girls believe men are threatened by the rising dominance of female rappers. Before the coronavirus, the City Girls had a promising summer ahead. The Miami duo put on a Breakfast Club. They offered insight on why a lot of men have problem with vulgar lyrics that they catch you slipping. Men is just threatened by the women dominating right now because they're used to being in control of putting women on records, and now women are starting to team up and do it without them. Now they got so much to say, because back then you had to get on a hit song with a man to go number one or even chart, but now women are doing it themselves. It's undeniable that the female rappers are dominating this year. Beyonce even had to deliver a fresh 16 on Savage, which was the remix. Misogynistic Conversation reignited aimed the release of Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's collaboration WAP. I say shut the fuck up, period, just like shut up. How can men criticize women's lyrics when they've been talking about this for decades? So why now is it a problem?
I'm confused, maybe. But then again, too, you know, I'm not on the entertainment scene like I used to be. But who's complaining? If you're getting hit by critics, that's because now y'all made it to the top, because you've made it to the top. These other ladies that's coming up with you, that y'all coming to the top, and you, if you don't recognize what comes at the top, you better ask Nicki. You better ask Remy Ma. They going to grill y'all over y'all lyrics, how y'all look, everything. Once you start to hit that top range, everybody's grilling you. And don't think it's personal because you a girl. No. The rap music game, R&B, singers, country, any artist up there, it's competitive. It's like playing sports, like basketball, football. You can't just come in here and outdo me. I'm going to tear this stage up. It's competitive. Don't take it personal. If they're doing, if you're getting that attention, like, it's because you're great and they see it. So, I don't know who's complaining, but, you know.
Oh, man, there was a lot of complaining about about Megan and this, and Cardi B's song.
Oh.
They got a lot of backlash.
You're right. You know what? They're calling them ratchet.
They got, like, I wouldn't want my daughter to hear that. They're not role models. They never said they were. All they said are, we are entertainers. But the song, if y'all hear it, they took an old school song that was made by men, and they're using it. Come on, stop playing. And then for CeeLo Green to say that, you know, have something to say, like, all y'all in y'all career at some point degraded women. At some point y'all said something about suck this, get that, So now that women decide, oh, I'm going to use my sexuality to take it a little bit further, well, come on. They're only doing what they raised themselves to do. They're only speaking of what they did. They only are speaking of who they came from. So when Remy Ma was coming up, she was talking about how the gang was and how hood it was in their town. Yup, that's how it is. Now, I can see why Megan and I can see why Cardi were talking about put it down my throat as deep as she did for it to touch the back of my throat, that little thing, because why? She was stripping. That's how she came up. That's what she knows. She's talking about what she knows.
My thing is that the last time I checked, a parent is supposed to, if you don't want your child listening to certain type of music, isn't it the parent's responsibility to censor what their child listens to?
Yeah, they're supposed to.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
Not only that, you got to teach your kids it's just a song.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's a song, you can like the song. That don't mean you got to get up and do all that twerking like everybody else do. You can like the song, but that ain't your lifestyle. Just because Tupac talking about he finna go bust some shit up don't mean you finna go bust some shit up because you mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a song. It's just entertainment. Yeah. I mean, that's what my parents taught me. Like, you can like that shit if you want to, but don't you try to mimic that shit. They not doing it, because if they was doing it, they'd have to be in jail right now. You can't do that.
Right.
You can't come out and think
but
about
that's
it.
The part that that's the part that's lacking in the kids' ears is they ain't about that life. You don't see, I mean, some of them is showing them they are about their life, but they're seeing that they're getting years to be about that life. Like, they're not patting you on the back. You're getting years if you're really about that life. But for those, we grew up where what you see on TV, that's entertainment. That's not real. That's not how it goes down in the real world. Let me teach you the real world. But because parents stopped teaching, you know what I'm saying, the TV became the real world, they only believe what they see. They only believe what they hear now. And
they expect the school system to do everything for their kids during the day.
Yeah.
Just keep that one.
And
like they're supposed to be participating in that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And the problem is that what's wrong with this generation today is the fact is that parents are trying to be their friends instead of being a parent. I went to school. Now, I was a bad kid in school. I threw a chair at the desk and the chair that are connected together. I threw that at my teacher because she pissed me off and I called her a bitch. The principal, I got suspended. When I got home, I had to get butt naked, a wooden paddle, a chancla, a damn extension cord, stick off the fucking tree, and I was grounded for the whole summer. No TV, no nothing. Couldn't come outside. I got my ass beat. Parents need to be parents and stop being damn friends.
You learned it.
Bet you ain't do it again.
You do it again.
Nope.
But there's a way, you know, that we can go about doing it. You know, stuff like that without, like, breaking your will completely. Like, they just broke your whole little will. But there's ways that we have to learn the kids nowadays because violence like that doesn't faze them. You can whoop their ass from sunup to sundown. They do not care. They will still come back and do the exact same thing. These kids can get clout by their mama in front of their friends, and as mama walk down the hall, they back doing the exact same thing again. So nowadays, because they raise themselves, that whole "I'm gonna whoop your ass" and those threats, that means absolutely nothing. I will pop you in your mouth. that means absolutely nothing. Because if they got a busted lip, they can't come back to school because they're going to call child protection on you. That has happened. So the whole leverage of whooping that ass has diminished. It worked somewhat for us, but then sometimes it didn't.
Right.
See, what these kids today need, what they need is Joe Clark. See, what they need is Joe Clark. They call him Joe Clark, but they also call him Batman. No. Fuck that. They've been on shot, Joe Clark, nowadays. It is.
Exactly.
They
would
have
met him outside. Meet me outside, bro. Meet me outside. You ain't going to punk me like that. But the good thing is that I deal with kids' behavior. So I'd be like, listen, I ain't your mama. I will fuck you up. See, I'm not playing. And then I'll have my kids come up and fuck you up and reach you outside at your car. So play with me if you want to. They look at me like, Ms. K, I'd be like, what? I ain't playing with y'all. I will fight you. And they be like, oh, they ain't going to fight you. I'm like, okay, come in my office. Come on. Come on in my office. Ain't no cameras in here. Come on in my office. And don't y'all say nothing. Where's your witnesses? Because I'm going to whoop your ass. They think I be joking. Y'all ready to play? Sure. What y'all want to play? Y'all want to wrestle? Oh, I'm about to whoop that ass in wrestling. Y'all ready to wrestle? Okay, hold on. I be body slapping them kids on the ground. They be like, Ms. K, you can't play with them like that. Tell them leave me alone. What y'all mean? They rushing up against me.
Right.
You think I'm going to have a 12-year-old run up on me and think he ain't going to catch this head? Yeah, okay. Okay. You catching the two-piece and a biscuit. Run up on me if you want to. You was going to be on that ground. I ain't playing. They did not. The kids at school don't mess with me. And then this one little kid saw me handle two little kids, and they was like, I ain't fucking with you, Miss K. I ain't fucking with you. I'm going to put it around. Then the kids started walking down the hall talking about, you got fucked up. Yes, he did. And when he come up again, I'd be like, you want to go back round two, three, four that we done had? He was like, nah, I just want a hug. Like, okay.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to make a movie after you. They're going to be like Madea's little sister, Miss K. of the school district. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
He said,
come in here, no cameras in there.
And when I worked in the high school, I kept razor blades in my drawer. Don't play with me. And put it out like, oh, we talking about cutting somebody? I will cut your ass. I know how to cut you, and you don't even know I cut you. Fuck with me if you want to. I ain't scared of y'all. None of y'all. I told him I wrestled my son until he was 18 years old with one hand. Okay. I was the defensive coach for football. I told them if y'all can flip me, I will not coach y'all. But if y'all can't flip me and I flip all y'all, y'all better respect me. Flip them halfway across the field. I respect you. Absolutely. I don't play that shit. I ain't scared of none of them. Talk about you ain't going to clean my room up. The fuck? Yes, you are. You're going to clean this room. Oh, yeah, you are. They're like, no, I'm not. I said, oh, yeah, you are. They throwing a fit. Keep on tearing as much as you want to, because when you're done throwing that fit, oh, you going to clean my room. I didn't do it. They were like, you want me to wait outside? Absolutely, because you're going to see how he's going to clean this room. Mm-hmm. Callie girl, that room got cleaned. That room was so nice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are at the end of the show. Before anybody else gets flipped around here, flip your ass halfway across this radio station.
Absolutely.
Flip your ass into Friday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Will we get y'all ready for the weekend? I I guess. Any last words there, Kelly girl?
Oh, good night.
No. Because good night ain't till midnight when I go to bed. I have great time as always. Love both of y'all. Be safe. Have fun. And I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about you over there, Debo?
Debo. Yep. Absolutely. And I be Deboing folks on the phone too. I be like, don't make me roll up on you. I do know where you live. And that will always be my plight. Because, see, I ain't scared of you kids. I love y'all. I will give y'all the world. But y'all kids. And when the parents go back to understand that y'all are kids and they have to understand the love and the discipline of a kid and understand their language, then you can raise a generation who doesn't care if there's a Kanye, a Trump, whoever's in office. They will know exactly what they need to survive. And book smart, street smart, and church smart is all you need. I'm trying to tell you, you'll be straight. See y'all tomorrow with DJ Litty Lit on Friday Night Live.
I don't got nothing spectacular like those ladies do. So I just hope you have a great night. Tune in tomorrow, Friday Night Live, with DJ Whatever and
Litty
DJ Emerson.
Yes.
We'll be here.
We're going to have a
we'll
battle.
We'll be here.
Better.
See how she is already? Oh, my goodness.
Already?
Y'all got to come in and pray for me.
Jesus, help the Father. Peace. He going to need it. Hallelujah. See y'all tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.